Dave, thank you very much. And those of us observant will realize that's the reading we had last week. Now, there are two reasons why we are doing things differently this evening. I want to come completely clean about the first one, which is entirely due to my foolishness and complete incompetence. It was only this time last week, actually, when somebody made a comment to me watching, looking at the contact, that I suddenly realized that I was due to preach this evening, as well as also this morning. And with all the other things I had on my week, there's no way I was going to be able to prepare two new sermons. So that was one reason. But actually, the other reason, the main reason, actually, follows on from the passage which we looked at last week and which we just had read, which speaks very powerfully of the need to grow up as Christians. Look at, again, chapter 6, verse 1. Therefore, let us leave the elementary teaching about Christ and go on to maturity. That's what he's expecting for his readers, that they will go on in the Christian life, to maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from acts that lead to death and faith in God. Things which they should have already kind of got well kind of sorted. They should be growing on in understanding. And last week, Sam showed how the writer urged his readers to kind of grow up in the faith so that they don't give up following Jesus. Those who have been coming to St. Mary's over these last weeks will be aware of the background to this letter to the Hebrews. The writer is addressing Christians from a Jewish background who are being tempted to revert back to Judaism and to the religion of the Old Covenant. And what the writer is doing is showing how in every way Jesus is better than the religion of the Old Covenant. Hence the title of our sermon series, which is Jesus is Better. Jesus is a better and greater word from God than previous revelations of God. That's what we heard in the opening verses, which I read at the beginning. In the past, God spoke to our forefathers in various ways. But now, finally, perfectly, he has spoken through his Son. Jesus is greater and better than Moses. He provides a better and greater rest than the one God provided the Israelites through Joshua. Jesus is a better and greater high priest, and so on. Now, I don't think there's too much danger of folk here, maybe, but I doubt it, of reverting to Judaism. But I suspect there is a danger that, like these Hebrew Christians, we could start to leave Jesus behind. So it's a constant danger for us, for Christians. Will you just turn back in Hebrews to chapter 2, verse 1. Chapter 2, beginning of chapter 2. Where the writer says, look, we must pay more careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard so that we do not drift away. For if the message spoken by angels was binding and every violation and disobedience receives its just punishment, how shall we escape if we ignore such a great salvation? But do you notice what he's concerned? He says there is a danger, real danger, of drifting away. And the thing about drifting away, it's slow and gradual. The picture is of a boat not to kind of tied up properly at the moorings. And then it's just being loose and it's just drifting away with the tide. And before long, it's out of sight. Something I have sadly seen happen again and again over the years. People who once seemed to be active followers of Christ have bit by bit drifted away and are no longer following him, it seems. There hasn't been a sort of a sudden, kind of dramatic rejection of Jesus. They've just slipped away. Now, sometimes it's down to them deliberately pursuing a relationship or a course of action that is competing for the affection before Jesus. So sometimes it is that. It's a kind of deliberate disobedience, and that's why they begin to drift. But actually, sometimes it's simply because they have become lazy about growing as Christians. They haven't made the effort, and they then find that their love for the Lord Jesus has grown cold. And it's particularly the latter which is the concern of the writer of Hebrews. Do you see it there in chapter 2, verse 1? We must pay more careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away. Do you notice the order? See, what he's implying is saying, if we do not pay careful attention to the Bible and what it teaches to us about God and Jesus, we will drift. That is the point. It's inevitability of drifting if we don't pay more careful attention. But the wonderful truth is that if we keep our hunger for God's word, we won't. And it's something I've often said, I'm saying it again, I have never come across a person who has maintained regular times of studying the Bible and praying and has kept on regularly meeting with God's people for worship who has fallen away from following Jesus. I've seen them getting stuck, being in a bit of a kind of mess, but never fallen away. And God in his grace has brought them back. Because actually they're hearing the gospel. They're being encouraged to keep on living. And that's they're seeking the place where they are encouraged to feed on Jesus. So later on, what is going to be happening, Sam Brewster is going to be showing us very practically how to have a daily time of quiet, where we can read and study the Bible and pray. It's going to be a very practical thing. How can we do that? Perhaps there's something for us to then go be thinking about. Now, is that something that we're doing? And if we're not, how can we encourage each other to do that? But before we do that, Joel Knight is going to show us how to make the most of studying God's word with other people, both here at church when we meet Sunday by Sunday, but also to think about being in a midweek growth group, which I know that many of us are, but some of us aren't. Just turn on from Hebrews chapter 2 to Hebrews chapter 3. The last thing I'm going to point us to before we then pray and sing. Chapter 3, verse 12. See to it, brothers, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. Going to see, it's always a danger. We can do that. But what's his remedy? But encourage one another daily, as long as it's called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. We have come to share in Christ if we hold firmly till the end the confidence we had at first. See, God has given us his word, the Bible, to feed us with his truth about Jesus and to build us up. And the other thing he's given us is one another to keep encouraging us to keep going. And notice how the writer thinks that we need that encouragement. How often? Do you see it? Not just once a week, but every day. But encourage one another daily, as long as it's called today. We need each other. We need that encouragement. That's why church on Sunday is so important. Let me pray. Our gracious God and Father, again, we thank you for this time for us to consider very kind of practically how we can feed on your word and grow in understanding and Christian maturity as we study the scriptures on our own and as we do so together. And please speak to each one of us and direct us and meet with us in the way we should go, that we may leave here, every one of us here may leave here with a greater understanding of the importance of feeding on your word, and a greater encouragement to know practically how to go about doing that. And we ask this in Christ's name. Amen.